This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Something before we start today, just because I guess you guys are now the closest thing I have to friends, because most of my guy friends, they really can't like talk to me in the middle of the day because, you know, they work, right? Or their wives are around, and so they really don't want to talk to me about my problems or my issues. And so it's getting harder and harder to get the advice that I need. I mean, here I am giving you guys advice, so now I need some advice. So my husband seems kind of mad at me this morning. He really seems distant. And I'm kind of getting to the age where I don't think I should be too cocky and secure in my marriage. You know, there's a chance, and I've talked about this before, that, you know, he could leave me. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not in my 20s anymore or my 30s. So I get nervous every time he gets quiet. And so I think back, and, you know, whenever your spouse gets quiet, that's your sign that you did something wrong or something is wrong. And 99.999% of the time, you're the one that caused it. So he's kind of quiet, and so I think back, and I go, what did I do? You know, did I make any mother-in-law jokes? Did I, you know, eat the last cupcake? You know, did I leave the seat down when I like to lift the seat up for him? I mean, you know, what did I do? And I can't think of anything except last night I was really tired, right? And, you know, I was writing an article, you know, because there's been a lot of news going on, which we'll talk about eventually, but we're talking about myself right now. And he goes, yeah, I'm not tired. And I go, okay. And then I just kind of ignore it, you know, and I'm brushing my teeth and, you know, I'm, you know, getting the bed ready and, you know, I've yelled at the cats, you know, and I'm like, you know, are you going to bed? He's like, well, I can't sleep yet. So, all right, you know, and I just kind of, you know, put on my moo-moo and, you know, whatever the hell, you know, and then I notice he's just kind of, you know, standing there looking at me and I go, you know, you want an Ambien? No, I don't want an Ambien. All right, well, okay, fine. Well, you know, I'm going to bed because I'm tired. And, you know, I just get in the, you know, bed ready and I'm plumping up the pillows and, you know, I just go, getting ready for a good sleep. You know, stretch before I go to bed. You know, set my alarm, scratch, do whatever I do before I go to bed. Right? And he's just, so he kind of crawls into bed. He just kind of looks at me. And I go, you sure you don't need anything? I mean, I could get you a Tylenol PM. I mean, you sure? If you're going to want the Ambien, ask me now before I fall asleep, because I don't want you waking me up for the Ambien. He's like, no. He's like, no, never mind. I could go to sleep. So, like, what the hell was that about? Yeah, and then this morning he's all quiet, and so I'm trying to put two and two together. I think he wanted sex. I really do. I it's been forever. Yeah, so I don't know. Now, I can't talk to him about it because, you know, I'm on air and all that, and you know, I'm talking to you guys about it. But if that's the case, we have some major breakdown in communication. Major breakdown. I mean, I've been married to this guy for 21 years. If he wants to do anything of a lovey-dovey nature, he knows we have a variety of words for it. I want a mac and cheese. I want a peanut. Sorry, I'm just working through this because, again, none of my guy friends are available to talk. I want a peanut butter and jelly. What else do we talk? Do we call it? I don't know. We have some other terms. No. We don't use Frank and beans. I don't like that term. No. Snack pack. I mean, so we have terms for it. And him saying, I can't sleep, makes me think I need to open up a pharmacy. And, you know, I just hope he's not expecting that in this point in our relationship, I'm supposed to figure stuff out. Okay? I am just too busy. I am too distracted. And I'm tired. So when I'm tired, my, you know, radar is down. I mean, remember when we were younger, you know, and we thought that somebody wanted to, you know, go out with us or hit on us or do something more. You know, you had your senses. You could, you know, whether it was pheromones or whether it was your animal instinct, you could figure it out. But, you know, standing there in your boxer briefs going, I can't sleep. I mean, what's that supposed to do? I mean, how is my libido supposed to... So, you know what? This isn't my fault. And, in fact, you want to know what? I'm going to turn this around, which is actually what we wives are really, really good at. I'm going to be mad at him. How dare you approach me with my temple of a body and being such a love goddess that I am? How dare you approach me, right, for lovemaking with a, I can't sleep. Oh, no. Oh, hell no. If you want any sort of conjugal, whatever we call it, mac and cheese, if you want, first of all, I'm done calling this stuff Lunchables or snack packs. I am done calling it like that. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is scary. So we have a 15-year-old girl that was over at a friend's house. And after school, right, gets hungry. So she reaches for a Chips Ahoy cookie. Now, many of us know the Chips Ahoy packaging, the blue Chips Ahoy packaging is the normal crispy Chips Ahoy cookies. The red packaging is the chewy Chips Ahoy. Now, Alexi Stafford, who's from Western Florida, actually had a peanut allergy. But she thought she was reaching for the Chewy Chips Ahoy. And the Chewy Chips Ahoy had been vetted by her family before, so chewy tips always wasn't an issue. Unfortunately, what was so fatal is the cookies she actually reached for were the Chewy Chips Ahoy Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Chips Ahoy. And within a few minutes, she started having symptoms, ran home, got some EpiPens. Two EpiPens were administered. While the family was waiting for the paramedics, she goes into anaphylactic shock, gets to the hospital, dies within 90 minutes of having reached for the cookie. So now her mom, Kelly Travers Stafford, is now calling for more warning labels on the packaging. Now, many of us hear this and we're scared to death that a cookie could kill your kid. And why, in this day and age, are we having so many people affected this severely by food allergies? I mean, we used to eat peanut butter and jelly. We used to, like, bathe in Skippy or Peter Pan peanut butter. I mean, I don't ever remember anybody having peanut allergies growing up. And even the CDC says, look, this is, you know, allergies are rising. The CDC reports that the prevalence of food allergy in children increased by 50% between the years 1997 and 2011. Between 1997 and 2008, the prevalence of peanut or tree nut allergy appears to have more than tripled in U.S. children. According to FAIR, Food Allergy Research and Education, 15 million adults have food allergies, including approximately 6 million children, or 1 in 13 kids. So I'm seeing statistics on FAIR's website and other websites that 2 kids out of every classroom may have a food allergy. That's not good. That is scary. So, all right. So basically what this anaphylaxis is let's say you're allergic to an insect or food, and if you've never seen the food before, or you've never been bitten by the insect or stung by the insect, you're not going to have a reaction initially, maybe a little localized reaction. So your body senses something's foreign, and it takes a look at it, and it'll decide to make antibodies. And antibodies are things that can fight it the next time around. So we use that concept with our flu shots. Right? We give ourselves, before the flu season, something that looks like the flu. So then we have our immune system ready to go when we need it. So you would think, all right, well, most of us don't go into anaphylactic shock from the flu when we get the flu. So, you know, if it's a food allergy, if you've eaten food before, you're not really going to go into anaphylactic shock unless something is triggering your immune system so violently that it goes crazy. And so the immune system has this flood of chemicals that could cause a variety of things. You got leukotrienes, you got histamines, mast cells, you know, releasing these. And there's so many chemical mediators in place to protect your body from this foreign substance. Unfortunately, the immune reaction could kill you in and of itself. So remember, your body has this immune system such that if you get exposed to something and you have this little antigen or a piece of a virus particle or bacteria or et cetera floating around your body knows to get all these cells mobilized to attack it and keep it away from vital parts of your body. So let's say you're breathing something in that you shouldn't. Your body will narrow your airways so you don't breathe as much of it in. Unfortunately, you could get throat tightness, hives, lip, facial swelling, to the point that you can't get any air in. Difficulty breathing, nausea, vomiting, low blood pressure, then your heart rate goes up, you can go into cardiac arrest, and possibly death. So anaphylaxis is a very, very severe allergic reaction that, rather than helping you, can kill you. So, you know, these EpiPens, we talked about these EpiPens. So EpiPens are auto-injectors that have epinephrine. And epinephrine is the drug of choice in these situations. Why? Because epinephrine stimulates the heart to increase cardiac muscle contractility. It increases your cardiac output. And then that raises your blood pressure. Remember, if your cardiac output, if your heart doesn't pump what it needs to, you don't get enough blood pressure to the brain and the heart, you pass out. So also epinephrine can relax the muscles surrounding the airways. So then you could breathe a little easier. So it could combat what some of these allergic mediators are doing. So if it could relax the airways, you could take in more oxygen. And then epinephrine has also been found to stop the release of additional immune chemicals. So people always get confused and go, I don't get it. Epinephrine kicks in, like adrenaline, when you're running, when you're active. So why would it relax something when it tightens things up? Well, remember, when you're running, you know, we call this the flight or fright response. You need as much oxygen as possible. You need your airways open as much as possible. You need your heart beating faster if you need it to do, you know, maintain the cardiac output. So the epinephrine will actually relax heart vessels and airways to make that happen. I know it seems counterintuitive, but that's what it does. As you know, the EpiPen is manufactured by Mylan. Remember, its cost made headlines when the two-pack stickered for about $600. Now, generic forms are available, costing anywhere from $109 to $300 for a dual pack. It gives you about 0.3 milligrams of epinephrine. The little EpiPen gives about 0.15. I have this on my website for those of you who need. So it looks like if she was given two EpiPens, my guess is she had that two-pack. And that two-pack might not have done the job. So many of you are probably like, well, okay, what foods can cause this? What do we have to watch out for? Well, nuts are a biggie. Peanuts, tree nuts, pistachio, milk can also cause anaphylaxis. Shellfish, fish, just any sort of fish can do it to somebody. Soy, wheat, certain fruits. But to be honest, any food could theoretically cause allergic reaction. So now, why in heaven's name are food allergies rising to the point where it's tripling in U.S. children? Okay, so I have a few theories of my own, as well as some theories that have circulated. So let me break this down. I think what's happening is it's not so much the actual peanut that nature gives us, but we have a lot of crap in our food. And it might prime the immune system such that when you do see a real peanut, now you are just super sensitive. So I think it could be a lot of the crap and preservatives in our food that we get when we're kids. And then the hormones in our food. The hormones in our food can maybe alter our immune system the same way, making us super sensitive. Some theories are we may be too clean, over-sanitizing, maybe not exposing our children to the outdoors like we used to. So our immune system doesn't mature, so that when something does happen, it has a complete breakdown. And you're like, toughen up a little bit. Why do you have to, you know? So maybe we're just too clean. Maybe our gut microbiome has a big role in this, where when the gut senses these foods, they send off signals to the brain, and our gut microbiome has changed because we're eating a lot of crap and junk food. Another theory out there is vitamin D deficiency. When you're not out there in the sun playing outdoors, you don't get enough vitamin D. A lot of kids may be vitamin D deficient, and vitamin D deficiency has been linked to severe allergies. And then obesity has been linked to allergies and asthma, so maybe our weight, you know, is contributing to our being more sensitive. So what you need to do is, one, know what you're allergic to, get allergy tested if you need to, be really cautious about what you eat, stock up on EpiPens, have a plan for alerting the emergency medical system, and also maybe wear one of those MedAlert bracelets just in case somebody doesn't know what's going on with you. That way they know you have an allergy. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
The White House blamed the Iranian president for inciting a war of words with President Donald Trump, who warned that verbal threats could escalate a military conflict with the United States. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was on Fox News explaining our position with Iran.
The president's been clear from the beginning, since the first day he took office and even before, that nuclear proliferation was something that he was not going to tolerate, something he would aggressively stand up and talk about.
Police in Toronto, Canada are not ruling out terrorism as a motive for a man who walked down a busy street and fired in the restaurants and cafes, shooting and killing 14 people. This eyewitness describes the scene.
I heard at least 20 shots in intervals. You know, clipping, spent, reloading, clipping, spent. I saw at least 4 people shot here by the fountain.
The attacker did die after exchanging gunfire with police. So far, all police have said is that he was a 29-year-old male. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So last week, I had told you about a recall of a blood pressure medication, and it sounds like this recall has now been extended to America. And so I want to kind of reiterate what that's about, because many people are freaking out. And I want to say the exact same thing I told you guys last week. All right, don't panic, but let me walk you through it. So, Valsartan is a medication, a blood pressure medication, that is being recalled, some lots of it, because the FDA believes there is a chemical within it that could be carcinogenic. Now, we have seen proof that it causes tumors in lab animals, but not in humans. So the jury's not out on that yet. And Valsartan is a generic blood pressure medication of brand name Diovan. Diovan is fine. It's FDA approved. Diovan is not considered in the recall. However, generic Valsartan, made by a few companies, Dexcel Pharma, Accord Healthcare, Major Pharmaceuticals, Sokol Healthcare, and Teva Pharmaceuticals, is involved in the recall. Now, the Danish Medicines Agency and the UK were the ones that really get credit for being on top of this about a week or two ago. In fact, maybe almost 2 weeks ago. And Doris Stenved, chief physician of the Danish Medicines Agency, said there is no acute health threat to patients, but we know from trials with animals that it can cause cancer. We don't know if it has the same effect on humans. We just know it's a substance that should not be in medicine. So Europe was all over this. MHRA, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, located in the UK, found the appearance of an impurity called N-nitrosodimethylamine, NDMA. And they said it came after a change in the process for making Valsartan at one facility owned by Zhejiang Huihai Pharmaceuticals, which is a company in Linhai, China. So what they're telling us is, while the generic company was making the drug, manufacturing, and it's a very common manufacturing process, this byproduct was made. Now, when I heard about this a couple weeks ago, I was thinking, well, wait a second. We talked about this on air. I go, well, if this byproduct was made with one medication, one pill, what about the other pills at that facility? Or any facility? What is this process in which they are making the medication that's causing this byproduct? But because we heard that this was done in China, and products coming from China maybe having lead or other issues has not been a very uncommon story, I don't think a lot of people panicked. So I wrote an article a couple weeks ago saying, look, Americans should be aware. If in doubt, contact your pharmacy to see if any new news comes out and if your medication, be a part of it. So this NDMA has been known to cause liver and lung cancer. Carcinogenic risk unknown, but the CDC thinks it could cause liver impairment function and cirrhosis. So the EPA reports that NDMA exposure could occur through ingesting food that contains nitrosamines, like smoked cured meats and fish. If you ingest food that contains alkylamines, that can cause NDMA to form in the stomach because of a process where the acid tries to break down the alkylamine. If you drink contaminated water with the NDMA, if you drink malt beverages like beer and whiskey that contain low levels of nitrosamines formed during processing, if you use toiletry and cosmetic products such as shampoos and cleansers that contain NDMA, if you breathe or inhale cigarette smoke, workplace exposure, like at tanneries, pesticide manufacturing plants, rubber, tire plants, can also. So you could consume it, you could breathe it in, and according to the EPA, from a study in 1999 to 2012, exposure to high levels of NDMA may cause liver damage in humans. Now, if you are overexposed to something like this in a work setting, you aren't going to get that from the Valsartan or the blood pressure medication, but if you are exposed to high levels, right, you may get headache, fever, nausea, jaundice, vomiting, abdominal cramps, enlarged liver, a reduced function of your liver, kidneys, lungs, reduced function of your lungs, reduced function of your kidneys, and you could be dizzy. So their studies in rats and mice found tumors in the liver, lungs, kidneys, and blood vessels. That was back in 1998 and 2011. So this NDMA, this nitrosodimethylamine, is classified as a B2 carcinogen, meaning probably human carcinogen, as opposed to definitely human. And it's based on the induction of tumors in both rodents and non-rodent mammals that were exposed to it by various routes. So, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says that the NDMA, by 2011, could be considered a human carcinogen. And the American Conference of Governmental Industrial Hygienists has also classified it as an animal carcinogen. So, many of you guys are like, so what the heck does that mean? Okay, well, what it means is we are exposed to this chemical in a variety of settings. And the world doesn't seem to really worry that much. But we're not allowed to package something, give it to you, let you swallow it, that could increase your risk. So this recall of Valsartan, which again is in the class of angiotensin receptor blockers, it's a blood pressure medicine we use for high blood pressure and congestive heart failure, okay, is depending on the company, whether it's Solco or major pharmaceuticals, may be recalled. However, the FDA is telling you do not stop the medication. Continue taking your medication until you have a replacement product. Now, some people say, you know what, Dr. Wax or Dr. Dahlia, I stopped taking that medication for a couple days because I ran out. My blood pressure didn't change. I'm fine. You got to be careful because you might have coverage for a few days after not being on it, and then all of a sudden you may spike. Do not take that chance. My recommendation is to contact your medical provider and contact your pharmacy to see if that medication is a part of the recalled lots. But to me, a bigger story more than that, because I don't think you guys are at risk, okay, based on this, my concern is this is just one little baby medication of thousands out there. If the NDMA showed up in this, what about other medications? Now, right now, Losartan is fine. Lisinopril is fine. Metoprolol, people's Ambien. I mean, we're not, or Zolpidem, we're not thinking this has anything to do with any other medications. But I, as radio doctor, I can't help to go, are we sure we're in the clear with this one? You know, the fact that we can't just blame this on China makes me now think this could be bigger than we thought. And so what does that mean for you or I? Well, if you've been taking this medication for years, you've been fine, you've never had a lung tumor. I sincerely doubt you and I are going to get cancer from any of our generic medications. But what it does mean is our government needs to really get their poop together and screen generics to the same degree that we're screening, you know, FDA, that we're screening these brand name drugs. But then be prepared that generics are going to get costly. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is scary. A British woman was impaled by a beach umbrella while she was in Jersey because a, quote, freak gust of wind drove it through her ankle. Looking at pictures of Margaret Reynolds, 67 years old, was at Seaside Heights in Jersey. And this was last week. Against a gust of wind, whipped up a beach umbrella, and then it pierced through her ankle. Fire chiefs had to use a bolt cutter to free the woman who is now in the hospital. Margaret Reynolds, 67 years old from London, had been at Seaside Heights, and part of the umbrella got picked up with this gust of wind. Then when it landed onto her foot. Yeah, those beach umbrellas are sharp. Those are pretty bad. So, concerned beachgoers photographed, obviously, right? Concerned beachgoers photographed. People were just taking pictures because they wanted to get attention on Facebook. I don't understand why people take pictures of these accidents. I mean, the news outlets love it because then they could show us the pictures, but, you know. Apparently, pictures were posted on Instagram by user Ricky Z, who calls his profile Insert Four Coins, shows fire crews and paramedics treating the woman at the scene. They say concerned beachgoers were also photographed tending to the woman before the emergency services arrived. And I guess it was a pretty windy day. Now, remember we were told last week, apparently, I think this happened on Monday. I think we were told last week that, was it Hurricane Chris was going to bring some real bad surf coming up the East Coast? So we wonder if maybe that was part of it. You know, so we tell people to stay away from the surf and to be careful, but sometimes these gusts of winds can be just as dangerous. So the woman is doing well. The part had to be removed. They don't believe there's any long-standing injuries. And the fire chief said, I've been here 34 years and chief for 16. I have never seen an umbrella go like that. Apparently in Britain, they call it a parasol. So the winds were about 28 miles per hour. So, I mean, I live in Vegas. We've had 40, 50, 60 mile per hour winds. I mean, we've had some pretty, pretty bad winds. But, you know, these freak accidents happen. So in the ER, whenever I have somebody, or I had somebody that was, had a rod in them or, was stabbed by something. So if ever the instrument is still there, you as a bystander, don't touch it. Don't pull it out. So if somebody has an umbrella stuck in their ankle, don't pull the umbrella out. If somebody has a knife stuck in them, don't pull out the knife. Now, you want to make sure it doesn't go deeper or cause more damage. If it looks like the knife is going to fall out, then. But if somebody is stabbed with something and it's there, don't pull it out. I mean, as we learned with the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin, he could have lived when the stingray pierced through his heart. But because he pulled it out, he serrated it and he bled out and the heart couldn't pump anymore. And so when you have something stuck in you, it may be providing some sort of hemostasis or some sort of blood control, bleeding control. So we don't want bystanders pulling it out. So that's why you may run and you may be like, why are they letting it, and I know everyone's worried about the person panicking and you just calm them down and say, it's okay. It'll be worse if we start to mess with it. Then from an ER doc standpoint, what we do is if we have the whole umbrella attached, we can't get you to the ambulance, right? So the paramedics or the fire crew or whatever will cut that part off, cut the, big part off of the umbrella, let's say, the canopy part, and leave, again, the metal in you still. They're not going to pull it out. As long as bleeding appears to be in control, I mean, we may have a tourniquet on or something, but we are not going to mess with any other tissues. Once you're in the ER, right, we could provide more pain control, and the paramedics will give you pain control as well, get a surgeon involved, and then we very delicately do removal while in a controlled situation where we hopefully can manage the bleeding. But deep tissues being serrated or lacerated could bleed out. We can't just put pressure on it. So, like bullets. Some people will say, my dad was shot and they left the bullet in him. Well, yeah. If it's going to cause more damage than not, we're going to leave the bullet there. If it's not causing any bleeding, it's not causing any harm, we may leave it. Now, we're not going to leave a big umbrella in your leg. But, you know, this idea that we got to pull everything out of the body, not always the case. Very interesting. Some people that are shot, there's shrapnel and there's, you know, stuff sitting there still, there's, you know, pieces still left in the body. Your body will form nice scar tissue around them. And it'll wall it off. And your immune system sometimes will be like, all right, that's fine. Now, that's just part of us now. You know, we got a roommate. He's a cool roommate. He's not bothering us. It's really interesting. The whole roommate, let me just talk a little bit about roommates. How many of you guys have had a roommate that drove you crazy and you wanted to just kick him out? Or you couldn't even live. You were beside yourself because you had somebody in your home. But then you had other roommates where it's like, oh, this works. Maybe they bother me a little bit, but for the most part, it works. That's exactly how the human body acts with certain foreign substances. There are some foreign substances where, wow, okay, it is going to fight and push you out. There's others where you go into full anaphylaxis, just like, unfortunately, this little girl who ate a cookie. You go through a full anaphylaxis, you can't handle it, you just, you are beside yourself until they leave. And if they don't leave, you end up leaving. Then you have others where, you know, like with a bullet that may not bother anything, they're there. You kind of separate and say, okay, if you're going to be here, just stay in your room. Don't come out if you need to. Barely let us know you're there. I don't even want to hear from you. And then you can go about your day. So our psychology is very interesting how it just at a macro level mimics our micro level. Now, mother-in-laws, okay? Mother-in-laws not like bullets. No. Mother-in-laws are more like parasites. And I hate to say that, not any, because I want to be a mother-in-law one day. But honestly, parasites that get into the body, they don't stay put. You may swallow them. They're like, I want to look around. So they bore through the intestine, climb up to the lung, find a better place to go. You know what? I'm going to sit here. And I'm going to set up shop here. Your immune system is really mad. You're beside yourself. And you cannot get rid of that parasite. You're like, get the hell out. No, 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 no. I'm here. And then they just cause so much destruction. And they make it feel... Look at that woman who was having that back pain with the shooting pains. It was a parasite that decided to get into her spine. That is an in-law. That is exactly... I can't even find another analogy for it. I tell you, what happens microscopically in your body, you guys could all be doctors, honestly. You all, if you've listened to my show, have the knowledge to be a physician. Because on a macro level, you are dealing with what we deal with in physiology on a micro level. So you guys know your stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we get back, there is a new Australian law, which many of you have heard, where a woman or all partners have to say yes out loud before sex. 1-877-DOCADALI, don't go away.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.